下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《博教梵科原义》第二章，世界时期，时间1973年8月23日，地点英国伦敦。
Pervades the entire body is indestructible. No one is able to destroy the imperishable soul.
你要知道，那在整个身体中变成者是不可毁灭的，没有人能毁灭这不毁的灵魂。
Abhinashi hitu tad vidhi jena sarva vidantatam Vinasam abhyasa asya nakaschit vartamarhati Now it is very clearly enunciated the nature of the soul.
这里非常清楚地阐明了灵魂的本性。
Any sensible man can understand. This is practical.
任何一个明白事理的人都能够明白，这是很实际的。
Normally, all the verses, they were more or less theoretical.
前面的世界多少都有点理论性。
Dehinasmin jathade kaumarang jyohanang jara.
灵魂在体内经历童年、青年和老年。
It may be taken theoretical, not theoretically, but actually the fact, but still less intelligent cannot understand that there is a soul within this body.
这可以被当成是理论性的，并不是理论性的，实际上也是事实。但是智慧较低的人无法理解，在体内有灵魂。
But here, it is explained very clear.
但是在这儿，这点解释得非常明白。
Avinashi tu tad vidhi.Talk that thing which is spread all over the world.
大的那样东西在体内变成的。
Abhinashi, this thought with the thought that Abhinashi, imperishable.
大的是那 Abhinashi, 不可毁灭的。
So what is spread all over the world?
在体内遍布的是什么呢
？Consciousness that is spread all over the body. Everyone can understand that if I pinch any part of my body or yours, any part of the body, you feel pain.
是知觉，那是遍布整个身体的。每个人都可以明白，如果我掐身上的某个部分，或者你身上的某个部分，你会感到疼。
Or similarly, if you get some other facilities, a pleasure, the pains and pleasure are felt so long there is consciousness.
同样的，如果你得到一些其他的便利或者快乐，也是这样。因此，快乐和痛苦，只有当有知觉的时候，才是能感觉到的。
Any man can understand. And as soon as The consciousness is not there. Sometimes we are made unconscious by drugs, by chloroform and other anesthetic medicine, or by nature, unconscious state.
每个人都能明白这一点。一旦知觉不在那里了，比如有时候我们变得没有知觉，由于药物、氯方或者其他的麻醉品，或者由于自然失去了知觉。
There are three stages: jagriti, shapna, susupti. Anyone has got this experience?
有三种状态 ：jagriti, shapna 和 susupti。每个人都有这种体验。
One stage is that you are awakened. Another stage is sleeping. And another stage is unconscious.
一种状态是清醒的时候, 一种状态是睡眠, 另外一种状态是失去知觉。
Three stages. Jagriti, Sapna, and Sushupti, the Sanskrit name.
三种状态, Jagriti, Sapna, and Sushupti, 这是梵文的名字。
Jagriti, when you are awake, our consciousness is very acute, very strong.
Jagriti, 即清醒的时候，我们的知觉是非常敏锐的，非常强壮。
In sleeping state, there is consciousness, but it is not so active.
在睡眠的状态，也有知觉，但并不是那么活跃。
And unconsciousness means consciousness is somewhere or other, subdued, not working.
失去知觉的状态，意味着知觉由于这样或那样的原因被抑制了，不工作。
Three stages. So, death means that unconsciousness for a long period, that is death.
三种状态，死亡便意味着一个长时期的没有知觉，那便是死亡。
Because the soul is eternal. It will be explained. There is no birth and death.
因为灵魂是永恒的，后面会解释，并没有生和死。
So the when this body is annihilated, so the soul remains unconscious for a period, 7 months for human beings.
因此，当这个身体毁灭之后，灵魂保持一段时期没有知觉，对于人类来说是7个月。
7 months unconscious state within the womb of the mother.
在母亲的子宫内有7个月没有知觉的状态。
After 7 months, the consciousness revives.
7个月后，知觉恢复了。
Just like if you have got an experience under chloroform, unconsciousness.
比如，如果你有过经验，在氯仿的作用下失去知觉。
The surgical operation takes place, you do not understand, you do not perceive pains and pleasure.
外科手术在进行，但你并不能理解，你察觉不到痛苦和快乐。
But you remain for a certain hours unconscious, then gradually dream comes.
你保持几个小时的没有知觉。 然后逐渐地开始有梦了。
Just from unconsciousness, the dream comes.
正如从没有知觉开始有梦。
And from dream, you are awake.
然后从做梦再往后便醒了。
As you go down from awakening stage to dream, dream to unconsciousness, similarly you come up also. From unconsciousness to dream, from dream to awakening consciousness.
正如你可以往下，从清醒的状态到做梦，从做梦到失去知觉。同样的，你可以往上，从没有知觉到做梦，然后从做梦到唤醒的知觉的状态。
So death means when this body is lost, gross body. The soul remains in the subtle body, intelligence, mind, and ego.
当死亡的时候，这个身体失去了，是粗糙的身体，灵魂仍旧在精微的躯体里面，是智慧、心意和假我。
That subtle body carries him to another body.
那个精微的躯体。 把它带到另外一个躯体。
But those who are not intelligent, they do not understand what is the subtle body. Although it is clearly said, subtle body means mind, intelligence. You have got mind, intelligence, everyone knows.
那些没有智慧的人，他们不理解什么是精微的躯体。虽然很清楚地说了，精微的躯体意味着心意、智慧。你有心意、智慧，每个人都知道这一点。
But these rascals, because they cannot see mind and intelligence, they think that this man is lost.
但是这些恶棍，因为他们看不到心意和智慧，他们便认为这个人死了。
Mind, intelligence, and everyone knows that he has got mind. I know you have got your mind, I have got my mind, you have got intelligence, I have got intelligence.
心意、智慧，每个人都知道他有心意，我知道你有你的心意，我有我的心意，你有智慧，我有智慧。
But I do not see your intelligence. It is subtle.
但是我看不见你的智慧，那是精微的。
Just like there is sky, but here is sky in my front, but I do not see.
正如有天空，在我的前面便有天空，但是我看不见。
The things as they become more subtle and subtler, these gross senses cannot experience.
这些东西它们变得越来越精微，这些粗糙的感官便无法体验。
Therefore, the soul is so subtle.That it is not possible to perceive the presence of soul with these material senses.
灵魂是那么的精微，以至于用这些物质的感官来察觉灵魂是不可能的。
So these rascals, they simply say, "No, I cannot see soul."
这些恶棍他们只是说，不，我看不见灵魂。
How can you see?That's not possible.
你怎么可能看见呢？那是不可能的。
It is so minute and so subtle that it cannot be seen by this gross eye.
它是那么的微小，那么的精微，用这个粗糙的眼睛来看是不可能的。
Achinta phalitvi bhava nata tarkena yoja. So, Krishna says,just imagine, thought, that.
因此 Krishna 说，只要想象一下 thought, 那。
Jina sarvam idam tato. Idam, this body. Tatam. Tatam means expanded, spread.
Idam, 这个身体 ,tatam, 意思是扩展的，遍布的。
So sun,We can understand the consciousness that if I press, if I paint, or otherwise we feel pain, so that is consciousness.
我们可以明白有知觉，因为如果我亲一下或者掐一下或者怎么样，我们感到刺痛，那便是知觉。
So, Krishna clearly says that that thing is avinashi, imperishable.
Krishna 清楚地说了，那样东西是 avinash, 不可毁灭的。
Now, Krishna has said previously that we, I, you and all others, we existed in the past. So we existed in the past. That means we are all individuals.
Krishna 在前面说过我们、你和说其他人，我们在过去存在，因此我们在过去是存在的，这意味着我们都是个体。
In the past also, we are individuals, and at the present, we are individuals, and we shall continue to be individuals in the future.
在过去是这样，我们是个体，在现在我们是个体，我们在将来、在未来会继续是个体。
There is no such thing as the Mayavadi philosopher or rascals. They say Then after liberation, they all intermingle, becomes a homogeneous lump.
并不是像玛雅瓦底的哲学家们，其实是一些恶棍们所说的那样，在解脱之后，我们都混合在一起，成了同质的一团。
No. Even after liberation, we remain individual, particles.
不，即便在解脱之后，我们仍旧是个体，是粒子。
It is not that we mix up.Homogeneous mixing up.
并不是说我们会混在一起同质的一团。
Even in matter, what to speak of spirit?
即便物质也是这样，更不要说灵智了。
It will be explained that spirit cannot be cut into pieces.
后面会解释灵智不可能被切成碎片。
That means we are all spirit soul.
这意味着我们都是灵魂。
It is not. We are lumped together at one time.
我们并不是在某个时间全都并在一起的。
Now we have been cut into pieces, and therefore we are individual. This Mayavadi philosophy.
而现在我们被切成了碎片，因此我们都是个体。这是玛雅瓦蒂的哲学。
It is not that. We are individuals.Sanatana, eternally.
并不是这样，我们是个体 ,Sanatana, 永恒的。
That will be explained. Mamaimamsa Jeeva Buddha, Jeeva Loka, Sanatana. Eternally we are individuals.
后面会解释到这些，我们是永恒的个体。
Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Chetan Conscious.
至尊主是至尊的 Chetana 有知觉的。
Just like we are consulting dictionary yesterday. Supreme being. Therefore his consciousness is also supreme.
正如我们昨天查了字典，至尊的生物，因此他的知觉也是至尊的。
As we are living beingNot supreme, subordinate. Similarly, God is also being, but the supreme being. Then,
正如我们是生物，但不是至尊的，是从属的。同样的，神也是生物，但是至尊的生物。
Very simple thing. You cannot say that I am supreme. That this rascal says that I am God.
那便是区别，非常简单。你不能说我是至尊的，而这些恶棍说我是神。
How you can be God? Are you supreme?
你怎么可能是神？你是至尊的吗？
As soon as we ask this question, are you supreme? No.
每当我们问这个问题，你是至尊的吗？回答是不。
Then I will become God. The supreme means, that is also, we consult a dictionary, supreme means the highest authority.
那你怎么可能成为神呢？自尊的意思是，我们也查过字典，自尊意思是最高的权威。
So, is any one of us the highest authority? No. Nobody is highest authority.
我们中间有谁是最高的权威呢？没有，没有人是最高的权威。
Everyone is under the grip of materialism. How you can be highest authority?
每个人都是在物质自然的控制之下，你怎么可能是最高的权威？
But they imagine, yes, I am highest authority. I meditate. I am the highest authority. I am moving the sun. I am moving the this. I am simply rascal.
但是他们想象，我是最高的权威。他们冥想，我是最高的权威。我在移动太阳，我在移动这个那个，这些只是一些混账东西。
This is their meditation.
这是他们的冥想。
Falsely think that I am the supreme, I am controlling everything, the sun is moving under my direction, everything, the water is, seas, there, under my direction.
错误的去想, 我是自尊, 我在控制一切, 太阳在我的指导下运动, 一切, 海洋等等, 都是在我的指导之下。
Simply, this is their meditation. Impossible.
这是那些无神论主义者的冥想。
Just try to understand how much fool is there.
设想一下他们是多么的愚蠢。
Any sane man will say that I am moving the sun, I am moving the moon, I am moving the sea.
一个清醒的人会说, 我在移动太阳，我在移动月亮，我在移动海洋吗？
Any sane man will say like that.
一个清醒的人会那么说吗？
Nobody will say. Will you say, anyone here, that we are moving the sun, you are moving the moon?
没有人会这么说。 你会这么说吗？ 这有人会这么说吗？ 你在移动太阳，你在移动月亮。
Who is that? Anyone? Who can say? Nobody can say.
有人这么说吗？ 谁能这么说？ 没有人能这么说。
And still these rascals are claiming that he has become God.
但是这些恶棍仍旧宣称他们在成为神。
God. You are all God. This rascal philosophy has killed the whole world. Atheism.
我们都是神。 这种混账的哲学无神论 杀死了整个世界。
So many incarnations, gods, all false theories only.
那么多的化身神 都是一些虚假的理论。
This is why. So many gurus, all rascals.
现在情况就是这样, 有那么多的所谓的guru, 都是一些混账。
All rascals, take it for granted.
都是混账, 这点毫无疑问。
Anyone who is speaking against the principle of Bhagavad Gita, he is a rascal.
任何一个人, 如果讲的, 违背了伯达梵戈的原则, 他便是一号的混蛋。
Don't give you any credit. Telling on the face. Whether you accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he says no, then you are asking.
不用给他任何声誉, 当面问他, 你是不是接受 Krishna 为自尊人格神? 如果他说不, 那么你便是混蛋。
That's all. There is no exemption.
就是这样, 没有任何例外。
At least you must know that here is a rascal.
至少你应该知道这是一个混蛋。
Because God is Krishna, the Supreme, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigro.
因为神是 Krishna, 是自尊。
Accepted by all acharyas, by all Vedic Shastra.
是被所有的 acharya, 所有的 伟大经典所接受的。
And when he was present himself, he proved himself that he is God.
而当他亲自临在的时候, 他证实了他自己是神。
Nobody was equal to Krishna when he was personally present.
当他亲自临在的时候, 没有人能够和 Krishna平等。
Throughout the whole history of Mahabharata, you can see.
在整个Mahabharata的历史中, 你可以看到这一点。
Nobody was equal to Krishna, and nobody was greater than Krishna.
没有人和 Krishna 平等, 没有人比 Krishna 更伟大。
Many, many demons came to fight with him, to kill him.
有那么多的恶魔来和他作战, 要杀死他。
Even when he was a child, the Putana demon came to kill him by poisoning.
当他还是个孩子的时候, 普特那恶魔就想来通过毒药杀死他。
But Krishna is so kind that Putana smeared over a breast poison, and Krishna sucked the breast and sucked her life also.
Krishna 是这么的仁慈，扑腾呢在他的乳头上涂了毒药。Krishna 吮吸了乳头，同时吸出了他的生命。
But she was given liberation, the position of mother.
但是她被给予解脱，得到了母亲的地位。
Krishna is so kind, that is supreme consciousness.
Krishna 是这么的仁慈，那是自尊的知觉。
That have at this demon, Putana, was innocent or ignorant, she came to kill me without knowing that I cannot be killed. That is her ignorance.
她想，这个恶魔普特纳非常愚昧无知，她想来杀死我，不知道我是不可能被杀死的，这是她的愚昧。
But so far I am concerned, I have touched her breast as mother, therefore she should be given the position of mother, like Yashodama.
但是就我而言，因为我接触了她的乳头，就像母亲的一样，因此她应该被给予母亲的地位，像Yashoda妈妈那样。
This is Krishna.
这才是 Krishna.
She felt in himself so much of life. Because this is service.
他感到自己欠了很多，因为这是服务。
Just like mother gives service to the child, without any return.
母亲给予孩子各种服务，并不期望任何回报。
She gives, from the very beginning of her life within the home, the mother feeds the child.
他给予这种服务，从我们生命的一开始，还在子宫之中的时候。母亲也喂养孩子。
The process is given by nature, by mother feeds.
整个过程是由自然提供的，但是是由母亲来喂养的。
Therefore, when pregnant, the mother should not eat any pungent things, because it will give to the tender skin and heart of the child.
因此，当怀孕的时候，母亲不应该吃任何有刺激性的东西。因为它会被传给孩子的娇嫩的皮肤和心脏。
She should eat only very simple things.
她应该吃一些非常朴素的东西。
But they have no conscience. They're now killing. What to speak of? Maintaining the child very nicely. That there is a child, my son or my daughter, she must be provided.With all comforts in the home.
当时他们没有知觉，他们现在甚至在杀死孩子，更不要谈很好的喂养孩子。这是一个孩子，是我的儿子或者是我的女儿，他应该被提供各种舒适，即便在子宫之中。
There is no motherly affection in this Kali Yuga.
在这个卡利瑜伽之中，甚至没有母爱。
In the material world, motherly affection is considered to be the highest form of love.
在物质世界，母爱被认为是最高形式的爱。
But the Kali Yuga is so polluted that mother is also giving up her love for the children.
但是卡利年代的污染是这么严重，以至于母亲甚至都放弃了对孩子的爱。
Just imagine what is the position.
想象一下这是怎么样的情况。
Manda sumanda matayo, mandu hagyaj buddhita. So, this Kali Yuga is so strong, that it attacks even the so-called devotees.
Kali Yuga 是那么的强大，它甚至还袭击那些所谓的奉献者。
Kali Yuga is very
strong.开了年代是非常强大的。
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has commanded that if you want to save yourself, if you at all desire to take the position of Amrita, if you are interested, nobody is interested.
因此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 推荐，如果你想拯救你自己， 如果你想要得到阿弥陀的境界，如果你又有兴趣，现在没有人有兴趣。
Krishna says, Amritataya Kalpa. That is the aim of life.
Krishna 说 Sa Amritataya Kalpa. 这是生命的目标。
How I shall become immortal?
我怎么样才能成为不死的？
How I shall not become subjected to the four principles of distress, condition, birth, death, disease and all that?
怎么样我才能变得不受制于这四种主要的痛苦的状态，生、死、疾病和老年？
Nobody is serious. They are so dull.
没有人认真，他们是那么的愚笨。
Therefore, they have been described munda.
因此他们被描写为 munda。
Munda means so bad, so rascal, that they have no ambition of life.
Munda 意味着是这么糟糕，这么样的混蛋，他们没有生命的抱负。
They do not know what is the goal of life. Munda. Munda means bad.
他们不知道什么是生命的目标。Munda 意思是糟糕的。
And Sumanda Mata. And if some of them just to become little recognized as very religious, he will accept some rascal as guru, magician, and eat everything, do everything, and become spiritualist. And his rascal guru will say, yes, you can eat anything, you can do anything.Religion has nothing to do with eating.
如果他们中有人想要被大家承认为是有宗教心的，他会接受一些混蛋、一些魔术师为雇主，会什么都吃、什么都干，而还成为灵性主义者。他的混蛋的雇主会说：“嗯，是的，你可以什么都吃，你可以什么都干，宗教和吃没有关系。”
It is going on.
现在就是这样。
The Christian people, it is explicitly, clearly said, thou shalt not kill.
那些基督徒，圣经中非常清楚明白地说了，你不应该杀生。
But they are killing.
但他们仍旧在杀生。
Still they are very much proud, I am Christian.
但他们还很自豪，我是基督徒。
And what kind of Christian you are?You are regularly disobeying the order of Christ, and still you are Christian.
你是怎么样的一种基督徒呢？你是在非常有规律的违背基督的命令，你还是基督徒吗？
So everything is going on. I read Christian, Mohammedan, and Hindus, so-called, all of them have become rascal.
现在什么都在发生，无论是基督徒、穆斯林教徒，或者说印度徒。现在他们都成为恶棍。
That's right. This is Kali.
这是卡利年代。
Manda, Sumanda, Matai. They have created their own imaginary religious principle, and therefore they are condemned. They do not know.
他们创造他们自己的假想出来的宗教原则，因此他们都遭受天谴，他们都不明白。
The life is the aim of life is to realize God. This
生命的目标是要去觉悟神。
This is human life.
这是人的生命。
But they are so much embarrassed with this uncontrollable senses that they are going to the darkest region of material existence.
但是他们被这些不受控制的感官所牵累，准备去到物质存在的最黑暗的境界。
Adanta govi. Adanta means uncontrolled.
Adanta 意思是不受控制的。
They cannot control the senses.
他们无法控制感官。
They have become so unfortunate that simplest thing, little effort, little austerity to control the senses.
他们是那么的不幸。都没法做这么简单的事情，有一点努力，一点苦行， 控制感官。
The yoga process means to control the senses.
瑜伽系统意思是要去控制感官。
Yoga does not mean that he show some magic.
瑜伽并不意味着表演什么魔术。
The magic magician also can show magic.
魔术师也可以表演魔术。
We have seen one magician, he created immediately so much coins. Tang, tang, tang.Next moment it is all finished.
我们曾见过一个魔术师，他可以一下子制造出那么多的硬币，弹弹弹，下一刻什么都没有了。
So, the light that missing, the aim of light.
因此，他们在错过生命的目标。
Manda, sumanda, matayu, why? Manda bhag. The unfortunate.
为什么闷的巴格呀他们是不幸的
So you take it for granted.
这一点你可以确信无疑。
We are trying, even our king's consciousness mission, we are trying to have a king.
我们的 Krishna 直觉使命我们在试着唤醒他们。
It seems they are so unfortunate that cannot give up sensibility.
但他们是那么的不幸他们无法放弃感官享受
so unfortunate
这么的不幸
condemned unfortunate
遭受天谴的不幸的
repeatedly we are spending our gallons of blood that don't do this is still there
我们在花费生的血液不要这么做但他们仍旧在做
cannot give up even sleeping
连睡眠也放弃不了
so condemned Kali Yuga
受这么多天谴卡了一年代
Manda so manda matayu so it is very difficult with these rascals
因此对这些恶棍来说非常困难
very very difficult
非常非常困难、
therefore my Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj, the Gaur Krishna Das Maharaj. They are not preaching.
因此，我的 Guru Maharaj 的 Guru Maharaj 叫 Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj， 他便不传道。
They are disgusted that I have no power to reform these rascals.Better don't bother. Let them go to hell at this level. But still, my Guru Maharaj preached.
他非常厌恶这些。我没有力量来革新这些恶棍，最好不要费心了，让他们去地狱吧，让他们去吧。但是我的 Guru Maharaj 仍旧传教。
You are so kind.
他是这么仁慈。
And he asked us also to do the same thing.
而且他也请求我们做同样的事情。
But it is very, very difficult.
但这是非常非常困难的工作。
We are so rascal, so condemned, so sinful.
人们是这么的混蛋，这么的遭受天谴，这么的罪恶。
It is very, very difficult to raise them.
提升他们是非常非常困难的。
Very difficult. Manda samandha matayu mandu bhagya adhipati. So only those who are very fortunate, they will understand that I am eternal, avinashi, I am imperishable.
非常困难。只有那些非常幸运的人，他们能够理解我是永恒的 ，avinashi， 我是不可毁灭的。
I am put into this condition of perishable condition due to this my material body.
我被置于这种可毁灭的状态之中，是由于我的物质身体。
So how to get out of it? There are no ambition.
因此还考虑怎么样摆脱它。那些人没有志向。
Just like dogs and cats.
就像狗啊猫一样的。
simply senseless village.
只是感官享受。
Avinath Krishna is so kind, how? Very clearly explains. You try to understand what is the soul.
Krishna 非常清楚地解释了 Avinash 要试着理解什么是灵魂。
So who does not understand there is consciousness all over the world?
有谁不明白在体内变成了知觉呢？
Tadvindhi Jena Sarvamidam Tatam. They will jump over, yes, I am the Supreme God.
他们会跳起来说啊，是的，我是至尊的神。
God's consciousness is also spread all over. That's all right.
神的知觉也是遍布的，那是对的。
But is your consciousness spread all over the universe?
但你的知觉是遍布整个宇宙的吗？
Both of us, we are conscious. But he's supreme conscious.
我们两者都是有知觉的，但是他神是有自身的知觉。
Therefore, his consciousness is spread all over the universe, all over the creation.
因此，他的知觉是遍布整个宇宙，整个创造。
In the 13th chapter, you find Krishna said, "Khetragancamangvidhi sarvakhetre subharat."
在第十三章，你会发现 Krishna 说。Bharata 的后裔啊，你要知道，我是一切身体的了解者。
I'm a Kshetraga. Super soul. What is the difference between super soul and soul?
我也是 Kshetraga. 超灵也是。超灵和灵魂之间有什么区别呢？
Soul, consciousness, is spread all over this body.
灵魂的知觉是遍布整个身体的。
You are soul. Your consciousness spread. All over your body.
你是灵魂，你的知觉遍布你的整个身体。
I am soul. My consciousness spread all over body.
我是灵魂，我的知觉遍布我整个身体。
But my consciousness not spread all over your body. Neither your consciousness spread all over my body.
但是我的知觉并没有遍布你的身体，你的知觉也没有遍布我的身体。
But God's Krishna's consciousness is spread over your body and my body, his body and everything.
但是神的 Krishna 的知觉是遍布你的身体，我的身体，他的身体，所有人的身体。
So Krishna is the super or the supreme because his consciousness is spread all over the universe.
因此 Krishna 是在上的或者是至尊的，因为他的知觉遍布整个宇宙。
You cannot hide anything from Krishna.
你什么都瞒不过 Krishna.
That is not. You cannot.
那是不可能的，你瞒不了。
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta.
我位于所有生物的心中。
After all, you are making your plan with your heart and soul.
毕竟你是用你的心和灵魂来制定计划的。
The soul is there, and the heart is there, mind is there. Now we are making plan.
灵魂在那儿，心在那儿，心意在那儿，然后我们在制定计划。
But you cannot hide the plan from the consciousness of Krishna. He is sitting there.
但是你不可能把这个计划瞒过 Krishna 的知觉，他就坐在那儿。
That is super consciousness.
那是超级的知觉。
One, you know, Aurobindo, he was trying to get super consciousness.
有一个人你们知道吧，阿若宾的，他想得到超级的知觉。
His philosophy is super consciousness.
他的哲学是超级知觉。
Anyone who is here knows about Aurobindo. But super consciousness you cannot get.
这些人都知道阿若宾的吧？这超级的知觉是不可能得到的。
That is not possible. Super consciousness is for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God.
那是不可能的。超级的知觉是 Krishna 的，自尊人格神的。
Vedaham samititam. Krishna says, I know everything.
Vedaham samititam. Krishna 说，我知道一切。
In the Bhagavad it is said, Janmadasya jata annayati tanatascha arteshu avijna. The absolute truth is that from home everything is merit.
在不加法坛中说了，绝对真理是那从他一切都流言出来的。
And he knows everything.
而且他知道一切。
Anayat itara pascha arthesu. We have explained many times. Arthesu, just like I am conscious.
我们解释过好多次了。Arthesu, 正如我是有知觉的。
But I do not know actually what is there within my body, how it is constituted, how many brains are there, how the blood is becoming red. We have no actually information.
但是我不知道实际在身体里进行的是什么，它是怎么样组成的，在那里有多少的血管，血液怎么是红的等等。事实上我们没有信息。
I do not know what is within this finger. I am claiming it is my finger. Yes, it is my finger. But I do not know how the finger is constituted.
我不知道在手指里面是什么。我宣称这是我的手指，这是我的手指，但我不知道这个手指是怎么样构成的。
Therefore, I am not Avijna.
因此我不是 Avijna.
Although there is my conscious.I am not Avijna.
虽然那有我的知觉，但我不是 Avijna.
Avijna means expert in the knowing.
Avijna 意味着精通知识。
That is called Avijna, very experienced.
Avijna 非常有经验的。
But Krishna is Avijna. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
但 Krishna 是 Avijna, 这是在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中描述的。
Krishna is Avijna. That is, say, Janmadasya Jataha in the Bhagavad beginning. Janmadasya Jataha Annayat, indirectly or directly, Annayat means directly, Itaratascha or indirectly.
Krishna is Avijna. 在不加瓦坛的一开始就说了，直接的或者间接的。Anvaya 的意思是直接的 ,Itaratascha 或者间接的。
We may know directly that this is my finger, but indirectly I do not know what is the constitution of finger, how it is working, how it is moving, we do not know.
我们可能知道直接的事情，这是我的手指，但是间接的，我不知道手指是怎么构成的，怎么样工作的，怎么样运动的。
I know directly this is my hair, but indirectly how I am cutting hair and again it is growing, it is unknown.
我知道直接的事情，这是我的头发，但是间接的，我如何剪了头发以后它又长出来了，这我不知道。
I say these are my hairs, but I cannot count how many hairs.
我说这些是我的头发。但是我数不清到底有多少头发。
So, I am conscious to a certain extent only, not fully.
因此我只是在某个程度上有知觉，并不是完全的。
I am not Avijna. I am not very expert.
我并不是 Avijna, 我并不是非常精通。
These are simple truths.
这些是简单的道理。
This rascal has claiming that I am God.
但是这些混蛋还宣称说我是神。
The God is, means he is conscious, not only conscious, he is Avijna, very expert, knows everything, and Sarat.
神意味着他是有知觉的，不仅是有知觉的，他是 Avijna, 非常精通，知道一切，而且是 Sarat.
Now, to get Avijna, Avijnata, or experience, we have to consult somebody.
我们为了得到 Avijna, 或者说经验，我们必须询问其他的人。
But God is Sara.
但神是 Swarat.
Swarat means, he is personally so independent that he doesn't require to take knowledge from anyone.
Swarat 意思是他本人是那么的独立，他不需要从任何其他人那里获得知识。
That is God.
那是神。
Swarat. Swarat means fully independent.
Swarat 意思是完全独立的。
Now how he became? Sabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. These are the descriptions in the Vedas.
他怎么会是这样的呢？在韦达经中有描述 Sabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha.
Sabhaviki. His knowledge is very natural.
Sabhaviki. 他的姿势是非常自然的。
Sabhaviki. Just like yes.Something eating, immediately, mind and attention, yes.
正如如果这里有些痒，立即我的手便会注意到，会过了。
Sabhavi, it is not that I have to think, now here it is eating, what I have to do. No, here immediately hand comes.
Sabhavi, 并不是说我必须得想，现在这里痒了，我该怎么干。不，我不必这样，立刻手就会过了。
Swabhavi, by nature.
Swabhavi, 自然的。
Similarly, when God has to create, as soon as he desires, let me make a creation, immediately.
类似的，当神想要创造，一当他有这个欲望，让他有创造吧，立刻就有创造了。
He hasn't got to think, make a plan, how to do it, how to execute it, where to get the ingredients. Look.
他不需要去想去制定计划，如何做，如何执行，如何从哪儿得到原料。
No, his energies are so perfect that as soon as he deserves everything.
不，他的能量是那么的完美，一当他有这个欲望，一切都准备好了。
That is God.
那是神。
Thank you.
结束。